Welcome, listeners, to a space where women's voices are echoed. We're going to dive into candid conversations. We're going to share stories, and there will be a magic of mindfulness. Let's connect. Let's be real and discover life's vibes together. Okay, Girls Collective is a captivating weekly podcast where we aim to have those meaningful conversations. Okay, we're going to foster encouragement, and we definitely want your active engagement. We are a platform where diverse voices are coming together. They're going to be thought-provoking topics that matter to you. Oh my goodness, from career aspirations to personal growth, from current events to relationships, Girls Collective is going to cover it all. Tune in, connect with us.
Welcome to Girls Collective, everybody. It is me, I Tear Bear, or Terrence, whichever one you want to call me. We on the line. We're going to talk about Montgomery motivation. Or we're going to say A for Alabama. A for Alabama. It's been a lot going on. It's been a lot going on with the state of Alabama. But we're going to try and shed some light and get some positive affirmation and look at the positive side of some things that went on in Alabama. Because Alabama been, you know, it's been... Stephanie, I'm sure you've been following what's been going on in Alabama.
Serving. The gaunt, and if you know anything about Miss Carly, that's outside of Birmingham, B-Town, and I tease because a good girlfriend of mine, I always say Bama, that Bama ass shit, and she used to get on me about it, but I just feel like I can say Bama ass shit with pride today, and it ain't no offense taken. Let's go, though. Yeah, I've been following it.
Yeah.
I care, man.
But, I know Carly's like that's been what about a month ago now, but she tried to set us back. But I feel like what they calling it the riverboat brawl,
riverboat,
whatever they calling it. I feel like that incident kind of saved us from what was going on with Alabama. It's so many. I have so many thoughts and so many opinions about what happened with that little riverboat ball. But you want me to shoot first, cousin, or you want to go ahead?
Absolutely, you got the flow. Me too. Absolutely, I'll tell you, my main one is motivation. My main one is motivation. You know, I think if we just think about the history, the dynamics of the country, and not to get deep, I have visited Montgomery, and my girlfriend that lives there, that's a school touch, I know, right? Mm-hmm. Has taken me down there and like rolled me through and like, you know, still this was like slaves was brought in. So I feel, you know, to even see, we joke about what was Aquaman, the swimmer, all of that is irony to me, you know, the history of. So let's go, T. You got the floor.
Okay, so I lived in the state of Alabama for like 2.5 years. I spent some time in Birmingham, but the majority of my time in Alabama, I was in Montgomery, or the Gump, as what they call it. And before I get into anything, I want to say one thing about the state of Alabama. That state lives up to its state motto. Alabama state motto is Alabama the Beautiful.
Yes.
And that is a beautiful state. Like the parks, the lands, the trees, the wilderness, the countryside, and the beautiful people, and it's a beautiful state. It's not dirty either. A lot of people don't realize, like they think when you think Alabama, they think country bumpkin, podunk town. You know what I'm saying? Podunk state, but it's not dirty. It's a very beautiful state. But what happened at that boat ramp is a representation of a lot of frustration with our people boiling up and boiling over. I think what happened at that boat ramp, it answered a lot of stereotypes that are not true about Black people. One, it was a collective group of people that didn't know each other that came to the defense of that one guy who was at work. So that's one stereotype that we can't stick together. Bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And then two, as y'all can see, with what they calling, they got this boy with so many nicknames, but I'm going to go with Aquaman. We can swim. We're not scared of water. But what has a lot of irony for me is that boat ramp historically was a place where they sold and auctioned off slaves. So it doesn't surprise me that the spirit of our ancestors rose up in that moment, at that ramp, at that time. Because think about how many people could have been killed, drowned, separated from families right at that boat ramp. You know what I'm saying? And not to get too deep, we could stay right here where we at in 2023. It's time out for the BS. And like I see a lot of people saying, we're not our ancestors. You can't do what you did in yesteryear. You can't do what you did 5 years ago. Or some shit gonna pop off. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to go deep into it, like, with the whole history of everything and our being in this country. But nothing changed in America without violence. Even though y'all want us to stay nonviolent, even though you want everything to be nonviolent, but if you think about major changes in America, it was always violence. The Civil War, Prohibition, the Civil Rights Movement, that's all violence. The Stonewall with the LGBT, that's violence. So it seems like to me that this country doesn't respond to anything unless it's violence. And it's sad, but it's the truth. It's 100% the truth. Go ahead, cuz.
Yes. And I love that you point that out, because I saw, you know, people commenting about, and it's the first thing for a lot of, you know, African Americans and Black people is like, not that I condone violence, you know. Like you said, violence is necessary sometimes, you know. I think everybody gets tired. Everybody has a breaking point. And we have seen violence against, you know, Black people repeatedly, often. You know, I don't look at it as a divide, but for all the reasons that you pointed out, it was refreshing to see a camaraderie, to see I'm going to jump in towards my fellow man. You know, it was refreshing to not just see, you know, the attacker, you know, the defender be in handcuffs. I like to see that. Yeah, it was, you know, accountability. And I think what comes to mind and what raises up for me is just like there has been documentation of violence and recording and the power of capturing. You know, I love, we all are walking around with these computers, you know. And then talking to my sweetie, he pointed out, he's like, even from a law enforcement standpoint, there's a guy that has a YouTube channel that goes around to, and he records like catching cops, like breaking the law and doing things, and earns great money in doing so. You know me, I'm not monetizing everything, but I think I love that it was so much of it captured, and I hope that it is a reflection of us using lenses and using tools to expose, right? Because what we do know on the heels of this, okay, in Alabama, in the Deep South, that there are surely going to be consequences. I'm absolutely grateful that, because oftentimes they shoot and then it's ass later, you know,
right.
That it was knuck if you buck only, you know, some chairs and stuff in there. Not that easily somebody on the boat or a different race or a gun was pulled, you know. Again, not condoning violence, but I love that it felt like we're tired and it was expressed. And I can defend myself. I had an opportunity to.
Right.
Nonviolently, technically.
And you made a point. You made a point, like, when you said nuck if you buck, and you also said about, you know, we have these devices in our hands. Do you know it's a song about, it's a rap song on Apple right now called the Alabama Brawl? Already. Huh? Somebody wrote a song. I kid you not, cousin. Somebody wrote a song and it's up on Apple Music now. There's an Alabama Brawl playlist, and the first song on that playlist is Nuck If You Buck. I'm not playing. They took the playlist down off Spotify, but I think the one on Apple Music is still up. But it shows you that these little devices are power. Mm-hmm. And the different angles that we saw this incident, it shows you that we can defend ourselves and have the evidence of our innocence in the process of doing so.
Absolutely.
Because it's, and it shows you that how quick we can stick together. And I'm happy that we're calling this motivation, Montgomery motivation, because this incident should be motivation for us as the people to see the power in camaraderie, to see what comes out of us standing together and not being afraid. Because a lot of incidents that happen, and I'm sorry, let me go back to this other thought because it just popped back in my head. Like I said, I lived in Montgomery. I'm surprised guns wasn't pulled, because them motherfuckers in Montgomery, they shoot first.
You heard me say. They talking about violent. No, this was a good old, hey, let's do it. I loved it. Was, and even not even in like the full context, right? I ended up finding more, you know, to hear what led up to this, you guys. And I want to reset for just a second for those that may have been on the rock, you know, the last few days and not even know what we're talking about. Riverfront, Montgomery, Alabama. Was it like a pontoon boat? And literally, they uh-huh. were parked. They were docked in a place they weren't supposed to be in. Okay? And I'm doing my job to say, hey, y'all got to move this. You know?
Right.
You got to move this. And you know how we be, how we can be. And I'm not saying that to be, say, Black people. I'm saying as an adult with my own experiences, and I'm not a child, and you're not going to put me in a kid's place. Kind of. No, I'm not moving that boat. Right? And I just love the angles that I saw. And they, hey, no, knock it, you know, move, get out the way. And it's like,
right.
Yeah, we having fun. We out here enjoying ourselves, right? And you just, no. I saw the hat go up, and it was refreshing. And just, I can stand for this.
Right.
I'm doing my job. You know, like you said to me, the motivation is we can stand for some things, right? And I hope that we begin to document, because on the flip side of this, I'm concerned for citizens of Montgomery, right? I know that some things are going to change now for Riverfront Park. You know that, hey, you know, it makes me think of Dion and Jackson saying to his daughter, hey, you know, after a certain time, you're not out in these streets. And that's what it is. Right? Not a movement of fear, but a movement of I have enough information to make informed decisions, and that keep them cameras rolling. Know that for every, like we say, action, there's a consequence. What do you think? What are we thinking about that? The consequence of and how we can still remain motivated around Montgomery?
I think the motivation is there for us to, like I said, to show camaraderie. But I also think that it's Montgomery, you know how you have sundown towns?
Mm-hmm.
Montgomery mm-hmm. still feels like a sundown state. Like some places in Montgomery, like I said, I live there. Sometimes you don't feel, as a person of color, you don't really feel safe after dark. So I do think with the amount of information that we have and the cameras rolling and everything, I do think there may be some form of retaliation, because we just still have those type of ignorant people in the world. But the people who watched all of that footage and watched it from every angle and could fully understand that these people are at work. Most of the people who were in those blue shirts, they work for that dock. Mm-hmm. So these are people who are employed. So they're not trying to lose their job, but what they are going to do is defend an elderly man. So I hope, my hope and prayer is that all the gun-toting citizens of Montgomery, Alabama, don't start no mess. Because this is one particular instance where it's documented, it's recorded, and you can see it, that this wasn't the Black people who started this shit.
Mm-hmm. Right is right, wrong is wrong.
Wrong is wrong. So I really do hope that everybody see this, and when the August 5th shirts and the park celebrations that's gonna happen on August 5th, because you can rest assured they're gonna make this a thing.
Oh, better.
They're gonna make this a thing in Alabama, and as they should, because it may feel small and minute because we get so much news now, and because we have access to so much of what's going on everywhere. It could fade away, but this is a historic moment where we're caught on camera doing our job where we're employed at, and now you have Karens and Kens and whatever else you want to call them who have their white privilege on display, and you nuked and they bucked.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the end of it. So let's just celebrate the fact, let's celebrate right, let's celebrate wrong. Not celebrate, let's celebrate right and let's acknowledge the wrong. And move forward. My hope is that the citizens of Montgomery, Alabama, continue to be able to live amongst each other the way they always have. They know that it's racial tension in Alabama. Everything with civil rights started in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the civil rights movements and all of that stuff, and people not moving, and the voice boycott,
yeah,
all of that stuff. A lot of that stuff started in Alabama. So that state is well aware of its history when it comes to race relations. But I hope that they can continue, because when I live there, like I said, it feel a lot of places feel like sundown towns. But a lot of what I did learn is these people have learned how to live amongst each other and have race relations that is smooth. You know what I'm saying? I may not kick it with you. You may not kick it with me. You may live on this side of the track and I live on this side of the track. But we know how to meet in the middle and go to the grocery store and say hello to each other. It's a lot of that Southern hospitality that do it. You see it. You feel it. You know what I'm saying? Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Absolutely.
And I hope that they continue to be able to go forward. Because think about it. With all the police brutality, all the killing of Black men and women, you ain't really hear about nothing happening. I mean, you know, we from Florida. They were shaking mm-hmm. us in Florida. You know what I'm saying? And then the northern states. So those people in Alabama knew how to deal with race relations. You don't really hear about cops like, you know, all that brutality and all that stuff. You don't hear that coming out of Alabama. This is just the way I feel. You know what I'm saying? I'm not speaking factually. I'm speaking on emotions and on how and somebody who's lived there. I felt safer driving around Alabama than I do in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know even if somebody pulled me over, those people, like I said, even if they did pull me over because I'm a Black man, they still know how to conduct themselves to where it's not going to make the news. I'm not going to be shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I felt. In Florida, I don't know about these motherfuckers out here.
It's a different time.
It's a different breed. But I do know that when I lived in Alabama, the one thing I did notice and learn and felt is that regardless of the history of that state, those people had got to a place to where they can coexist. Again, I may not deal with you, you may not deal with me, But when we see each other in the streets, in the grocery stores, at church, in restaurants, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, I'm opening the door for you regardless of, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I hope that this incident can shed light on right and wrong, and how when you defend yourself when you're in the right, we can move forward, because this has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with race, but me defending myself, I'm not defending myself because it's a group of white people in the pontoon boat. I'm doing my job. So if it was a Mexican or a black person who jumped off the boat and then they're becoming hostile towards me, the hat's still going to go in the air because you're wrong.
I would say right is right. Wrong is wrong.
Right.
I think immediately what I say is like my take home to our audience in thinking about Montgomery. And like we were saying, the Montgomery motivation is sweet home. Sweet home, Alabama, because even in visiting Montgomery, you felt the history. Like I really was impressed by, you know, the intention of marking historical places and having landmarks and witnessing and seeing it. And I have only been to Montgomery once, but I remember my experience there. I'll say this for your motivation surrounding the brawl and what we've witnessed the last few days is to remember that feeling. And watching mm-hmm. that video, I had a feeling. Okay. And I think the fastest way to acknowledge something, the fastest way that we recall and resonate with certain things is just that, remembering a feeling. And I felt good about it, right? So mm-hmm. I would say when you feel good, we definitely find our motivation faster. And that's my take home. Sweet home, Alabama. Keep that feeling. We heard it. We heard it expressed. We heard it in what was in videos and little clips. I was listening to the ad libs. It was music, right? But I won't forget the feeling. And that's motivation for me. And yeah. Stay connected. Use your tools. You know, know that we can. I am, and I'll land my plane there. I am.
My take home will be real quick with the motivation, and it's go. I'm gonna do a little historical spin on it. The motivation that I got when I saw all of that is, we can stand together. And if you think about our place in this country as Black people, had the colonizers not had their gunpowder and their weapons of mass destruction and all of those things, this time we got to see a hand-to-hand brawl with no guns. And hand to hand, you don't want it. That's the motivation. If we stand together and start demanding equality and start demanding punishment for injustices, not just marching, not just a hashtag, not just, and we apply pressure, then we would see change. We would see change. That's my motivation. My motivation is we aren't seeking revenge. But if we have to get it, then we'll take it.
Because collective we can. Yes, shout out to Aquaman.
shout out to that folding chair.
Ooh, that part. We love you all. I love it. I do. I love that we can use our voices, right? And Yeah, thank you. Thank you, the Gump, for being the motivation going forward, man. Like I said, for me, it's that feeling. It's that feeling. And until next time, you all connect with us on all our socials, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, even on Clubhouse. We are Girls Collective. That's girls with a GURLS Collective. Tara Bear, take us out.
Just hit us up, guys, with questions, comments, concerns, topics, anything that you want to do. We're here collectively, you know, to discuss, to talk, to motivate. You know, we just here to have a good time. Girls Collective.
Girls Collective.